spiritual warfare, wrestling devils. Let's pray. Father, Lord God, we need you. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we need you for discernment and understanding. Father, we need you for everything. Lord, please open up these truths today. Help us to understand them. Help us to embrace them. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Use this, Father, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 2. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, there's other verses that we'll use here, but we need to understand in this war. I think there are many false flags. I think there are many false flags in this spiritual war. False flag is a term that is used by many in the liberty movement and in the truth movement to understand that there might be some false flags, that it could be possible that our government may actually have some false flags and some things that really don't happen out there. Well, do you believe that? Well, absolutely I do, because they admitted it. And I can prove you from their own words that they admit that they do it. But that's not what this is about. We're not talking about carnal war. We're talking about spiritual war. But I think there's some false flags out there of what this real spiritual war is, and some false things that are being pushed today that are leading people in the wrong direction. And I think we need to understand what our spiritual warfare really is. There's a lot of people out there that are hyping things up. But we need to understand that we are in a spiritual war, not a carnal one. Now, first, let me say this. We need to understand the nature of our war. Our war is spiritual. It's not carnal. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Our war is a spiritual war. Our battles are spiritual battles. Every battle that you face in your life, no matter what it is, mark it down. It comes down to a battle between the spirit and the flesh. Every battle that you have in this life comes down between the spirit and the flesh. Every battle that you have, everything that you war against, everything, every problem that you have in life comes down to a battle between the spirit and the flesh. If you're a saved person. Now listen, in this spiritual battle, we are not trying to save this nation through a military-style carnal war against the government. Say, why? Well, first of all, it won't work. Because you're not wrestling against this government. You're wrestling devils. You need to understand that you're wrestling devils. That everything that goes on out there, everything that has gone out there, and everything that's about to go on out there is all about wrestling devils. That's really what it is. You are wrestling with the spirit of Antichrist. You are wrestling with another spirit. You are wrestling, if you're battling for the Lord, you're wrestling devils. Our war is spiritual. You'll never beat Satan's kingdom with guns. Do you understand that? You'll never beat it with guns. If you think that you can rise up and fight the New World Order or fight the mystery of iniquity that's already work, if you think that you can fight that with guns and go to war against somebody like that, then you are fighting the wrong war. You are being sucked in. You are being sucked in by an Antichrist system. You are being sucked in by men like Alex Jones, and I dare say men like Chuck Baldwin as well, that are sucking you into another war. They are trying to remove you from the spiritual war and place you into a carnal war. And it's not the war that we're fighting. It's not going to work. And you will never get victory in that war. You will lose that war. We're not trying to save a nation like that. We're trying to save men's souls. Our war is spiritual. Our weapons are not carnal. We're not picking up guns and defeating the New World Order. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Some of these men believe they're going to take the Constitution, they're going to wave it in front of the Antichrist with their AK-47, and he's just going to fold and say, well, now that you have that, I mean, yeah. I mean, you got the First Amendment. You're there. I'm out of here. You got an AK-47? Well, I'm gone. But see, that's what's being stoked up. That's the fires. See, it's a false flag. You're being sucked into something. You're being tricked. You're really supposed to be wrestling devils. That's really who you're fighting. You're wrestling devils. Our war is spiritual. He said, Breacher, are you against protecting yourself and your family? No, of course not. I'm not even against protecting our country if it was invaded by people. The problem is the invasion is going to be from within. It's not going to be from without. Because it's spiritual. It's a spiritual problem. I would defend my family. I would defend you with my life if necessary. I have no problem with that. I'm not moving from that. I'm changing. I'm not a pacifist. Okay. But I also understand what the war is. Someone needs to tell Chuck Baldwin we're not wrestling against the flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, against powers. We're wrestling devils. But see, Chuck Baldwin is trying to unite people under a non-501c3 thing, but the doctrine doesn't seem to matter. It seems to just to run all these people together and get them all together. You know what it sounds like to me? Sounds like he's wrestling some people up to lead them over a cliff. Uh-oh, I just labeled myself. I don't care. That's what I believe it's doing. But when you partner up with people like Alex Jones, who is a Jesuit, when you partner up with other people, Steven Anderson, and you put yourselves together on one website together and you're all working together, all agreeing together on something, you're all hawking your videos together and selling them on the same website, does that make you mad because I out somebody? Well, good! Get mad! Because I think it's a spiritual war. And I got a real problem with people working with devils. Teaching false doctrine and shacking up with a bunch of people under, well, we don't want the government to rule us. Well, who's ruling you then? If Jesus Christ doesn't reign, this King James Bible doesn't reign in that church, then pray tell what reigns. Sounds like to me you're grabbing a bunch of people together and they're going to be fooled and they're going to follow you over the cliff. That's what it sounds like. You better understand something. If you're a born-again Bible believer, you better understand one thing. You're wrestling devils. That's what you're wrestling. Don't get fooled. You think you can throw down good Bible doctrine and pick up guns and try to unite and win America back to a liberty position? You're insane. You're absolutely insane. That or you're working for somebody. I don't know which. The Bible says righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I sat there and I listened on a radio show, and I listened, and by the way, it was Alex Jones' radio show, and Chuck Baldwin was on there, and Greg Dixon was on there. And Greg Dixon was speaking the truth. I listened to the show. Greg Dixon told him the truth. Chuck Baldwin said, hey, you need to stand up for this Second Amendment, otherwise you're not going to have a first. And you know what Greg Dixon said? You missed it, pal. They gave up on the First Amendment a long time ago. It don't matter with the Second. They already gave up the First. You can't lay down doctrine and come together and try to do something. It ain't going to happen. Mixing a bunch of people together don't agree, don't believe the Scriptures. Whether Lutherans and Protestants and everybody all coming together, mixed together. Really? Where do you find that in the Scriptures where I'm supposed to compromise to save this wicked nation? I didn't say give up your guns. I'm keeping mine. Don't mistake in this message. I ain't giving up my guns. But I'm saying that in this is a spiritual battle, and it's bigger than what you see in front of you. It is bigger than this theater that is in front of you. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11 tells us we're wrestling devils. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, what's he saying then? You're trying to wrestle against flesh and blood. You think you're battling flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, I'm going to stop there for a second. I want to ask you a question. The first thing he said here prefaces the second. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but, which means a contrast. So what are we wrestling against? Devils. I thought principalities was Obama. Come on, are you serious? He just told you it wasn't. He said it wasn't flesh and blood. You see how simple the English is? I don't have to go to the Greek for that, Brother Paul. I can read it in English. He says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Who are principalities? Well, those are the princely order of the demonic kingdom. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the fourth kingdom. That's the Antichrist kingdom. That is that coming kingdom that is already in place. Just hasn't come out of the shadows fully yet. It's the one that is advertised in every movie, every horror sci-fi movie. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. He didn't say, wherefore take up your AK-47 and the Constitution. I'm not against the Constitution. It does have some enlightened principles in it, just like the Declaration of Independence does. Wonder if that was a mistake. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand it. I think there's people today that are more American than they are Christian. That's really what the problem is. They're more American, and they won't look at the facts and tell the truth. You know people are deluded. When there's people screaming to go bomb Iran or go bomb ISIS, which is a branch of the CIA, and to go do all of these things, okay, go kill these people, go do this, go do that. These are wicked people. These are bad people. These are people who try to hurt people, and we keep murdering babies every day. And our troops are the ones that are on foreign soil all over the world. So we're the good guys. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He says here that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Why? Because you're wrestling devils. He says, get your armor on because you're wrestling devils. Wake up. You are wrestling devils. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. You know what that means? It means you've got to quit being a lazy Bible believer and you've got to actually pick this book up and learn it. You got to study to show yourself approved unto God. Get in His Word. You can't fight devils. You can't wrestle devils without knowing your sword. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Well, let me go back up here. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you're able to. You shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All the fiery darts of the wicked. You see that? All the fiery darts of the wicked. So you need to tell me that he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So when we're throwing fiery darts, that Satan is throwing fiery darts at us. Yeah, he is. All the time. Only you don't see them, so you think it's Barack Obama. So you think it's the government. So you think it's the Democrat Party. Or you think it's the Republican Party. And I maintain that they're all devils. Literally. I think most of them are devil-possessed, wicked people. A Above all, taking the shield, and your face, in your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know what? You have that armor on to do what? To go preach against devils. You get it? You go preach the gospel of peace. How does a soldier, Brother Paul, how does a soldier that's armed up and ready for war go preach the gospel of peace? But that seems contrary. It makes perfect sense when you are fighting the Lord's battles. It makes perfect sense. Why? Because your feet is shod with the preparation to preach the gospel of peace. That's what we're doing. You say it doesn't sound very peaceful. Of course it doesn't. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and they hate us. And they hate the gospel of peace. They're for war. Because we're wrestling devils. You think you're wrestling the Jezebel down the road, and you don't realize it's the spirit behind that Jezebel. She's just a tool. She's just a tool. Barack Obama is just a tool. I mean, these people are tools for Satan. They're under his spell. Just like George Bush was and all the other ones. If you understand, if you back up and understand that Jesus doesn't reside in the Republican Party. Okay? Can you wake up? Jesus is not a Republican. Okay? He's not a libertarian either. Jesus is God.
Amen.
And he's going to burn them all down.
Amen.
And none of them are righteous enough for him. And he hates every false way. He hates all their wickedness. And he's going to come with flaming vengeance and fire. And that's why we take the gospel of peace. That's why we go and we war. And we wrestle devils. But see, too many are getting sidetracked. They're getting sidetracked. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Our war is spiritual. Don't get sucked in. Don't get sucked into another battle. That's not your battle. That's not your war. Number two, we're in a war against the devil's kingdom. We're wrestling against those principalities, those powers, that spiritual wickedness in high places. That is that kingdom of Antichrist. This is who we're warring against. You're looking at those tools. You're waiting for people to admit. By the way, you need to understand something. Okay, people lie. I'm going to shock you here, but people lie. So if you're waiting for everybody to admit that they are Jesuit-led tools, or they're Masons, or they have the same spirit, or they are witches, or they are warlocks, or they are whatever the case may be, or they are druids, or whatever. They're not going to admit that because people lie. I don't know if anybody ever told you that, but people lie. And the devil doesn't reveal his hand all the time. But you have to look at what they do, how they practice. See, I mean, you want to know the height of hypocrisy? Here's the height of hypocrisy. Well, one of the heights of hypocrisy. Let me help you out with something here. Was when after the 9/11 incident took place and all that stuff, and they all went on the steps of, it was the steps of Congress, I always forget, the steps, and they all sang, God bless America. They were all united in one front. And people are like, Brother Bush, he's a good man. Just ignore that whole skull and crossbones thing. It doesn't matter. Forget about that. He said, God bless America. He said, Jesus. He also said in an interview, when you look into the eyes of the Pope, what do you see? And without any hesitation, he said, God.
And then if you ask me, when you look at George Bush and his entire family, what do you see? Devils! Devils! I see Jesuit-led devils with the same spirit. And I look forward to proving that to you in the days to come. What is it? They have the same spirit. It's called the mystery of iniquity. And God always told you from the beginning, He said, there's going to be two seeds. They're all coming down. It's going to come down to the devil. It's going to come down to the seed of the woman. And there's going to be a war. And there's always going to be a war until I return and I end all the wars. And I make everything new and I destroy everything that is old and I cast them into the lake of fire for all of eternity. And you're going to always be warring against that. So stop looking for names, titles, places, and start looking for the Spirit and what they follow. Because they follow Antichrist. Because it's the mystery of iniquity that doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. I like that. You know, I'm looking on Facebook the other day. And I see that, and don't get mad at me here, but I see Left Behind movie with Nicolas Cage, okay? And I'm thinking, well, here's a guy that played a fallen angel. He actually played the sons of God come into the daughters of men. I mean, he played it on stage. I mean, on a movie. He played in the movie that was the number one, the two movies that were the two greatest advertisement for Freemasonry ever. National Treasure 1 and National Treasure 2. They were the advertisement of Freemasonry. So now he's the poster boy for Left Behind. Not doing good for your case there, people. Just letting you know, just not doing real good for your case. Whether you're pre-trip or poster, I don't care, but you're not doing very good for your case having a wicked devil like Nicolas Cage play the main actor in Left Behind. Because I don't want to touch it. I mean, I'm going to have to talk about that movie sometime soon. But anyway, I'm going to have to because it's leading a lot of people astray. First of all, wherever you fall on that subject, the one thing you have to understand is that Hollywood would not be the best representation of anything biblical. So really the whole discussion we're going to have is on biblical Bible movies. We're going to talk about Bible movies sometime soon. Because I figured that's one of those things that I just got to axe right away and just get rid of that one too. So, I mean, I've knocked down every other Hollywood idol. I guess I might as well hit that one. Bible movies. I'm not so much concerned with the theology of Left Behind because I don't agree with it anyway. But the point is Bible movies. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about that. That's right. Oxymoron. That's right. This is the mystery of iniquity, though. Wrestling devils. It's now at work. We don't want to understand or admit there are witches and warlocks and evil people that are devil possessed and that we need to fight and wrestle the spirit. That wrestling means we're wrestling devils. I think of Hollywood. I think of everything that is there, and it's all a demonic spirit. They're demons. We're in a war against the sin and flesh. Number three, we're in a war against the sin and flesh. Dearly beloved, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. You are in a spiritual battle against your own flesh. You are in a war against the flesh. And you will battle your flesh until you are dead or you will give in to it. But it is a war. And it's part of this war we're in. Fleshly lusts. I'm going to give you a hint, though, and I'm going to talk about this real soon. But I want to help you out with something. In this war against the flesh and flesh, especially for men. One thing that I believe God showed me. I'm going to preach a message to you coming soon. It's called chasing your chaste wife. And I'm going to tell you, if you men, if we will become captivated with chasing our own wives, it takes away a lot of the temptations of this world. You have a chaste wife. You have one that is holy, chaste, separated. If you will focus your mind and your heart on chasing your own wife, then you will not fulfill the lusts. You will not give in to those lustful thoughts and those wicked things. They will not be as strong. But sometimes, after you're married for a while, you stop chasing your wife. Because you already have caught her, so you feel like there's nothing left to chase. But I promise you, there's a whole lot more to chase than what you realize. Your wife's heart is like a deep well. It's deep. And you have to draw things out of it. And you will spend the rest of your life, if done properly, drawing those things out and learning more of who she is. But one of the major problems, I believe, with lust and other things is a lack of focus on your own wife. A lack of focus on chasing her. Remembering what it was like when you were newly married and chasing her still and seeing her as that person that you're chasing. So anyway, that was just a free preview of a sermon that's coming. Isn't that a great plug, Brother Andrew? God even gave me the title, Chasing Your Chaste Wife. Amen. It's a great thing to do, too, by the way. The Bible says we are warring against sin and fleshly lust. You know what? Those devils, they like to use that flesh against you, too. We are to have a revenge against sin. Do you understand that? See, preacher, why do you preach so hard against these sins? Because I have a vengeance against it. Because I lived my life in wickedness before, and now I hate it! And now I war against it. You ought to have that vengeance. Paul said that they had a revenge after they got right. That the Corinthians had a revenge against evil. They wanted a vengeance against it. That means that they wanted to war against their sin. And they wanted to have a vigilance and a war against it. That's the way we need to be. If you see that as an enemy in this war, if you see the flesh as an enemy of this war, then you will fight. You will walk in the Spirit and you will never stop warring. And you won't end up like David did in that case. When kings go out to battle, David was on the rooftop looking at women. You won't have time to do that because you'll be warring. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? We war against these things and we fight them in the spiritual. We pull down the strongholds through the spiritual weapons we have been given to fight with. That's the war we're in. We need to war against sin. We need to fight against it. It's part of the war. It's part of the spiritual war we're in. Number four, we're in a war for the gospel and for evangelism. Satan has his gospel today. And the Bible gospel is still true today. It still has the power to save. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is the power of God. But people today are so far removed from what the gospel is and the preparatory work that is to be done on the heart of a man. They are so far removed from the truth. They are so far removed from repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You've got the prosperity gospel, the works gospel, the Hebrew roots gospel, the moron gospel, I mean Mormon, the JW one and the Catholic one. And those are all doctrines of devils. Those are all gospels of devils that the Spirit warned us about. And He said that you would be warring against in the end times. These are the things, and these heresies have arisen, and they're strong, and they're powerful, and they're seducing many. And in the end times, they would be given to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What does that mean? It means you are wrestling devils. That's what it means. Man must repent and believe the truth. It's a scary thing when people tell you that they don't need to repent. You know, the evangelism today is like a playground gospel instead of a battlefield gospel. What you seen yesterday, the resistance that you see to the truth, that's because you're on a battlefield and they're used to a playground. See, it's spiritual war. When you go out and preach, the church manifests that war. The church is the one that preaches before the devils, and they preach. And why do you think they get angry out there? Because they're outside of it. They're on the wrong side. And you're warring against the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You are warring against it. And you are wrestling devils. We just don't believe people are demon-possessed anymore. We just don't believe that people have devils. Oh, no. That was for Bible times. Yeah, that's in movies, and that's Bible time. We're in the land of puppy dogs and rainbows. And we don't have that stuff anymore. That's all over now. Like Joel Osteen's wife said the other day, you think worship is for God? No, worship is for you. Told you. Puppy dogs and rainbows. But they have millions of followers on Twitter. And on YouTube and everything else that just love them, and on Facebook. And he pushes his witchcraft, which I'm going to preach about soon. He pushes his witchcraft and he says his incantations and his spells like all the other prosperity preachers do. And people are trapped underneath those spells and they are fooled by them. Who hath bewitched you? The Bible says that you should obey another gospel, that you should believe another gospel. Who hath bewitched you? We're in a war for the gospel. We're not on a playground. It's a battlefield.
Yeah.
Better understand it's a battlefield. You might be called a Pharisee, though. Well, I've been called worse. Yeah, ignorance. All right, number five, we're in a war against false Bible versions. If you don't have the words of God, you can't fight the devil. You can't wrestle devils without the words of the living God. You can't wrestle devils properly. Why do you think most of these people never see anything grow? They never abstain from evil and sin and wickedness, and they got no power with God because they're not using God's words. That's why. They fell for another one. They've been bewitched. They're using a perversion that guts the Bible and takes out God's words or changes God's words. You better stick to the King James Bible, not fall for the trap of modern perversions. By the way, this is something that I'll separate over. And if somebody don't like me because I use this book, see ya! Bye! Because I ain't backing off. Hey. See you around. But nobody will preach with you. That's okay. That's why we have a local church.
Hey.
I got plenty of guys here to preach with. I don't need anybody else. Anybody else? Right here. I don't got to preach with anybody out there. If you think I'm backing off this King James Bible, I'm going to use some modern perversion to make you happy. I didn't wake up in the morning to make you happy. And I sure ain't going to stay up late at night wondering if you're happy.
Amen.
I'm going to keep preaching this book. And I ain't backing off of it. And I ain't using one of your devilish Westcott and Hort versions. Why don't you look up the Ghostly Guild sometime? They were a bunch of devils. Okay? They're a bunch of devils. And they got their word through the land, and look what happened. Look how nobody knows what the words of God are today. Let's go back to the Hebrew. Let's go back to the Greek. Why don't we just read English? Because you have a harder time obeying that. So why don't you just read this? And they can never prove it wrong. Oh, it has errors in it. Where? Then you hear, here's what you get when you say it has errors in it. When you ask them, where are they? Well, in the Greek, it says, but you still haven't showed me any errors. He actually called me on that. I thought he was just going to give up and cry and say, okay, I'll use the NIV. That's what they do. Because there are no errors, and they know it.
Amen.
You better stick to the King James Bible. By the way, who do you think benefits from the new modern perversions? Last time I checked, nobody's getting rich off the King James Bible. Follow the money. You know Rupert Murdoch and those boys. You know Rupert Murdoch's the Knight of Malta, right? That doesn't matter, though, does it? Anyway. Better stick to the King James Bible. That's why Christians don't have any strength today. One street preacher got mad at me when I said something. He said, are you saying I don't have the power of God if I don't use the King James Bible? I said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't agree with you. Well, that's okay. This is still the words of God. And you haven't proved any errors in it yet. And I asked this man, you know what I asked him? Where is the perfect word of God at today? No answer. Where is the perfect word of God today? No answer. Where is the perfect word of God today? No answer. Where is the perfect word of God today? Next day, where is the perfect word of God today? No answer. You know why? Because they don't believe there is one. But they want to hate on you because you believe God. Doctrines of devils. Listen, we're in a war against another Christ. And I'm not gonna get too far deep into this one because I'm gonna cover it probably Wednesday when I preach that message, the God that nobody hates. I'm gonna preach that one on Wednesday. But anyway, Matthew 24:23 says this, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Listen, we are living in a time of false Christs that have arisen. By the way, in Jewish history, you can see all over, they always had false messiahs that would come and say they were the Messiah, and they weren't, obviously. But they shall deceive many. But you know what I think is going on? I think the Lord is explaining a few different things to us here. Yes, there are many false Christs, but I think they're preaching a false Christ. There are many out there today that are preaching a false Christ that you couldn't find him anywhere in the Bible. You couldn't find the Christ that they preach except if it was Antichrist. You know, the one that God loves everybody! Like that man that screamed at me, I'm going to preach the gay gospel to you! And he just kept screaming that over and over again. Brother Paul was preaching. And I feel sorry for that man because he's a lost, hell-bound sinner. I want him to get saved. But that's what he shouted out. Why? Because the Jesus that he's been preached is another Christ. It's another gospel. The Catholics and many others worship Antichrist. They don't worship Christ. The Christ that they portray. Somebody said, well, I think the Catholics have the same Christ as you do. Well, no, they don't. Their Christ is submissive to Mary. Their Christ is Maitreya. Their Christ is the Antichrist. The cookie god. Their Christ is the cookie monster. I mean, the cookie god. That's, by the way, they call it the host. Does that not spook anybody out that they call that thing the host? Did you know that this week, the Catholic Church, I can't remember what town it was in. Maybe somebody could send it to me. There was an uproar. Because the Satanists, the black mass Satanists, stole a host from the Roman Catholic Church. And apparently they must have stole Jesus from them, their Jesus, and took their Jesus away and was going to put it in a black mass. And I said, I don't know what the problem is, because they're both the same anyway. They're exactly the same. There's no difference. First of all, Jesus is not trapped in a cookie. Okay? I want to help you out with something. The Jesus of the Bible is not trapped in somebody's cookie. Okay? He's not some enchanted
demon trapped inside of a cookie. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that those hosts that the Roman Catholic Church have probably are enchanted objects charged with devils. But my Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, is nowhere to be found in that mess. You say, do you believe Roman Catholics are saved? No. There, I said it. Do you understand? No. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. No, I do not believe they're saved. I don't believe Mormons are saved. I don't believe Jehovah's Witnesses are saved. I probably believe that half of the Baptists aren't even saved, okay? I'm sure that'll give me a lot of fun mail. But these are preparing the world to receive the Antichrist, but they're calling him Christ. You get it? Listen to what people say to you when you're street preaching, Brother Paul. Listen to them. God loves everybody. God's not mad at anybody. God loves everybody. He's not mad. God's not mad at you. There's somebody that wrote a book. Who wrote that book? Does anybody remember who wrote that book? Somebody wrote a book called God's Not Mad at You. And I'm like, yes, he is. He's very mad. He's not mad. He's angry. Mad means you're deranged. You're right. God's not mad. God's angry with sin and wickedness. He's angry with the wicked every day. But see, there's another. They're preparing you. They're preparing this world for another Jesus. But we know that we're wrestling devils and their false doctrines and their false Christs, because Jesus foretold. Jesus said this, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they're of God. John said this, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, wherever you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Okay, so would you say that if somebody said they had Jesus trapped in a cookie, would you say that's denying the fact that he came and once and for all was the sacrifice? Well, absolutely it would be. What are they doing? They're preparing you for the Antichrist. That's what they're preparing you for. That's what they're preparing this world for, is Antichrist. Man, I got more, Brother Paul. I got to get moving. You're going to get hungry if I don't get going. We don't realize that we're wrestling with false spirits. We're wrestling with devils that say they are Christ, that say they, in churches today that preach a Jesus that loves liquor. Like Mark Driscoll just had to step down, from his pulpit for a while because, he was plagiarizing and doing a bunch of wicked stuff. I guess they said he was bullying, like, people and stuff, leadership or what, I don't know. Anyway, so he's got to step down for a while, and that's Mars Hill. Who would want to name their church Mars Hill? It wasn't exactly a great place. Anyway, Mark Driscoll, there's two churches that are named Mars Hill, by the way. Anyway, but Mark Driscoll, he's the pulpit pimp that writes a bunch of smut from the pulpit and preaches a bunch of smut from the pulpit. But this man, he preaches that he has a bar, a brewery in the church house building. They have a brewery right there where you can just, drink beer. Right in the house of the Lord. Well, it's not that. Whoops. Things on. Not in the house of the Lord. That's the house of devils. That's not the Lord's house. It's not even a biblical church anyway. Amen? We know that. But we don't realize that we're wrestling against this prosperity gospel and all these things. The God that nobody hates. So when somebody comes by, Brother Paul, and says, well, this God loves everybody. I don't know why you're being so mean. What are you getting so excited for? Oh, I don't know. People are dying and going to hell, like every second. And we see their plight and we know what's going on. And we're trying to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. So forgive us if we get a little patient, we get a little passionate sometimes. Forgive us if we raise our voice while you enter a burning building that's going to take you straight to hell and we try to warn you. Forgive us. Maybe we ought to be more passive. Maybe we ought to just be soft and just whisper a warning to you.
Number five or six, I lost track. We're in a war to protect your children. I know who the real enemy is. And I know we're wrestling devils. But he's using entertainment. He's using public school system. He's using everything he possibly can. He's using Christian schools. Everything he possibly can to infiltrate and destroy your children. If it's not Hollywood, it's video games or even the youth department that drags the kids down to carnality. We need to stand against these things. We need to understand who the real enemy is. We need to understand that we're wrestling for our own children. We're wrestling devils, that they don't take our children. What happened? They marry the wrong person. If something wrong happens there, what's it going to lead in their life? Disaster, destruction, sorrow, death. See, why do you scream so much, preacher? Because if you don't get excited over your kids, maybe I need to. We're in a war for the souls of men. Number seven. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We're wrestling devils for the souls of men. To understand there's a war out there. Every time we go out and preach and give the gospel to others, we are warring spiritually. Do you realize that there are 20 other people out there to our one that are preaching another gospel while we're standing right there? And you don't even realize it, but we are 20 to 1. Now, there are many, there's much help that we don't see. God has surrounded us with help too. But do you realize that there are so many preaching and, oh, God loves everybody. You don't have to, you know, God doesn't judge you. God doesn't want you judging me. And all these people, as they walk by, they say all these things. Then you have an Elimaeus, a sorcerer, come up while you're trying to talk to somebody else, and they're trying to talk them out of listening to you. And you don't think that's spiritual? You don't think you're wrestling devils? You don't realize they're being led by that spirit of Antichrist, that spirit of disobedience that hates your God. We're warring against those spirits, that spirit world, that we're trying to reach people for Christ, to see them freed from the bondage of sin and death. Because death has taken them and they're captive at his will. That's what the Bible says. You realize that? Until a man is saved by God's grace, he is captive at the devil's will. He's got him. He's got him in chains. Already controlling them, and they don't even realize it. Half these people don't even know what they're saying when they say it to you, Brother Paul. They don't even know why they're saying some of the things they say. You don't think Satan hinders us? Turn to 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Look what the Apostle Paul said, and we're about done here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 18. Paul said, wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Now let me ask you, do you believe when we go out and preach the Word of God that Satan hinders us? Absolutely, he does. Absolutely. So much so that you can feel it. You can feel the oppression. You can feel the evil. Every time I preach in St. Paul, I do. I do not like preaching there. I don't do everything I like. I do what God wants me to do, but I don't like preaching there. Every time I do, I feel this satanic oppression there. This absolute satanic block there. And I have an uneasiness until I get out of there. First Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.
holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. What is he saying? He's saying, you're wrestling devils. I charge you, put the armor on, go to war, you're wrestling devils. Who's he warring against? Satan and his kingdom. But another charge that we are given by God is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 4, and we're done. When you're wrestling devils, be sure of one thing. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Don't get distracted in the war. Don't get caught up into the affairs of this life. Don't be tangled up with the world. So many Christians today can't fight. You know why? Because they're entangled. You can't war against wickedness when you're sitting down watching it on television. You can't war against drinking when you're drinking booze. You can't war against drug addiction when you're smoking dope. You can't war against lust and wickedness when you're participating in it. You can't war in your mind against those things if you are entangled with them. Now, if you are also entangled with the amusements of this life, of this world, and your whole life is caught up into amusement, entertainment, how in the world can you battle for the Lord when you are so entangled? You can't. So he says to young Timothy, he says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Listen, you can't be all caught up in the world and everything that it has to offer and expect that you can be a soldier for Christ. Because you're not going to be a good soldier. Because he says that no man that warreth entangleth himself. When you're wrestling devils, you've got to be focused. You've got to be focused. You've got to understand who you're wrestling against. You've got to understand who the enemy really is. You've got to understand what the battle really is. In the end, it's a battle for the heart and souls of men. After you've been saved, it's a battle of sanctification and separation and not to be entangled in the affairs of this life. It's a battle for holiness and righteousness and truth. It is a battle that you abstain from all appearance of evil and you reprove the wicked works of darkness. That you have no fellowship, but you also battle it and you fight it and you rebuke it and you stand up against it. But too many Christians don't want to put the armor on and go out and battle. They want to stay on the sidelines and say, well, I'm saved. But they don't want to fight. They don't want a war. I don't want a war. I'll abstain from that. I won't watch that movie. I won't do that. But I don't want to speak out against it. I don't want to do that. That'll label me. It sure will. It'll show that you're a soldier that has some armor on and you see this thing as a real battle of wrestling devils. You'll see it as wrestling devils because that's what this war is. So then the players become insignificant. Whether it's the UN, whether it's Barack Obama, whether it's the Rothschilds, whether it's the king of them all, the Jesuits, whether it's all the way back to the Black Pope, they are all led by Antichrist. They all have the same spirit. See who it is. Recognize who it is, no matter what they call themselves. You realize some people call themselves Baptists and Protestants and everything else, and they are not. They are devils. They are lying. Some people call themselves Jews, and they are not Jews. But they're led by the spirit of Antichrist and they're devils. And you and I have been called to wrestle devils, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against
the rulers of the darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high places. What does that mean? That means that you and I don't become part of the system. We don't get sucked into a right-left paradigm, or we don't get sucked into a libertarian party or anything else. But we understand that, hey, listen, you know what? They're all corrupt. They're all evil. They're all wicked. And we see it through spiritual eyes. And we weigh everything through spiritual eyes. Not through what the United States Constitution says or anything else. But we weigh it through the words of God. And we're not on anybody's team but Jesus Christ's team. We're not hucksters for the Republican Party or the Libertarian Party or any other party. We're on the Lord's side, and we get it. We get that they're all crooked, and they're all liars, and anti-Christ. And they're all working, and in the end, they're going to turn us all in and ship us all off. So what you and I need to be in the war is against devils, fighting the good fight of faith and laying hold on eternal life. We're wrestling devils. Father, thank you, Lord. Help us understand these truths. Help us sink into our hearts. Help us understand the battle that's ahead. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.